Opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is Commentary with Winston Barnes. My pastor once said some of the biggest lies are told at funerals. Well, in the case of Jamaica, it seems some of the biggest lies are told after hurricanes. Years ago, when Hurricane Gilbert passed over Jamaica, an individual called our newsroom to report the hurricane had literally decimated Portmore, a section of St. Catherine. Nothing could be farther from the truth. The lies this time around are about the minority leader not being given the use of a helicopter. People continue to claim relief was offered on a partisan basis, but can provide no verifiable proof. Others claim individuals were being asked to present IDs before they could receive certain benefits. My question is, who benefits from these lies? But the tragedy of these lies is compounded by the fact supposed respectable traditional media seeks to add to the lies. It is this experience that informs my response to people who have, over the years, tried to convince me that I should enter elective politics in Jamaica. My response? Anyone who suggests that to me has to be convinced that I am crazy. Regardless of what my thoughts are, though, the lying is par for the course. One member of parliament says when he spoke with the prime minister about the lie regarding the use of a helicopter, the prime minister's response was, "That's life." I'm Winston Barnes with Commentary.